Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Psychic Talk. I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We're simulcasting on radio as well as live video streaming on YouTube. So if you're out there in radio land listening in on a player somewhere, or maybe you're dialed into the show, just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live, and that'll take you over to our current live here. Actually, no, let me double check that, you know, because I don't know that we updated because of some of the craziness going on. Let me see if I can get this link and set this up properly for everybody. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can call into the show, 714-816-4628. That's right. Press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us. And I'm going to swap out this link here and give her a little test, psychic.cafe/live. And let's see, is that taking you to the right place? It looks like it is. Okay, I think this is right. There we go. And Dan's in the chat. Hey, Dan. I was talking to Michelle earlier. Michelle Matheny is going to be my guest co-host on this coming Wednesday. I think, fingers crossed, I believe like last week, Ellie is going to be my guest co-host on Thursday. So this is going to be a lot of fun. That's right. We already have people calling in. Remember, it's 714-816-4628 to dial into the show. And you can chat with me in the chat room. You go over to the YouTube live, psychic.cafe/live, get into the chat. You can chat with Dan in there. Dan is one of our lifetime members of the guild, and he is our moderator, one of our moderators. We have a lot of them. You'll see them pop in, and, you know, our hosts and our moderators, they have their name is in blue, and there's a wrench next to their name, this little wrench. That means they're a moderator. So yeah, you can talk to Dan in there, you can talk to me in there, and you can ask questions right from the chat. Yes, maybe you found us on Blog Talk, but you can't dial in right now, or you're at work, or, you know, there's some kind of circumstances where you can't dial in. Well, you can ask questions in the chat. So come over to the live page, psychic.cafe/live, get into the chat. If you need help, ask Dan. There's no, like, list to get on, nothing like that, no. You don't have to ask in the chat, can I get a reading? What you do is, if you want something general, you just want me to pull a card or two, say, hey, Dax, can I have a message from the universe? If you have a very specific question, maybe something happening in your life or something you need, you know, an answer to, or timing on, or yes or no, or maybe, things like that. Go ahead and type in your exact question. Actually, that's my favorite thing, is when it's a specific question. Don't mind doing generals, but specific questions seem to come out better, at least for me, the way I read. Anyway, so just type in a couple lines. Don't write a whole book, you know, but put that in there. Otherwise, call me, 714-816-4628, and we'll be going to the phone calls in just a minute here. First of all, I want to talk about the cards of the day, or card of the day, and numerology. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024, which reduces to 7, that seeker energy. It's one of those mind numbers, 157. Yes, so 7 is part of that subgroup of numbers, 157, that are the mind numbers. And, you know, 7s are the seekers. They want to know how it all works, how the universe works. Now, I got the 6 of Swords on this, and it's basically saying, hey, move on, don't look back, you know, Oh, wait, actually, that's the Six of Wands. I just realized, you see, this is the thing. Last night, I had already told you all this and showed you the card and everything to make an excerpt for today, to make a mini video. But hey, this is what happens. You know, this is live radio, live video. I almost wanted to say live TV. You know, I guess it is kind of like TV. But yeah, so, you know, when there's a boo-boo, you're going to find out, because there's no taking it back when you're live, right? So I'm trying to find, see if I can find this. Give me a second, folks. I apologize ahead of time. I had, you know, got this all set up before the show, pulled all the cards and everything. And when I went and pulled out the card for today, because I had put it back in the pack, I had already read, you know, yesterday, I screwed up and pulled out the wrong card. I pulled out the Six of Wands instead of the Six of Swords. Okay, there we go. So going back to that again, it's the Six of Swords. Moving on, don't look back. There's slow progress towards your goal on the other side of this body of water. Obviously, this is not a speedboat. There's an oarsman. It's slow, but it's steady progress. This could also mean travel over water or even a physical move. Okay. It's a card of transition. Things are getting better. It could also be talking about, well, it's that six energy too, being the Six of Swords. It's six. So that's the nurture energy. It could also be talking about, you know, hey, we're all in the same boat. Practice compassion with other people. Yeah. So that was today. And the reason why I pull cards for tomorrow is, one, to make a video to put out. Now, I didn't get the one for today out in time, unfortunately. Get some tea there. Mm. Woo. But I'm going to try to do it tomorrow. Today just wasn't a good day. It wasn't a good day. And I was talking to Michelle earlier, you know, finding out if she was going to come on tonight or guest co-host on Wednesday. And she said, I forget what we decided on too, but can we do Wednesday? Because it's kind of like bonkers here right now. And hey, I understand. I'm feeling the same thing. But I'm going to try to get this one out to tomorrow. You know, so that's why I do, you know, both today's and, oh, and the other reason is when it's a nighttime show, the day's gone, you know, so I'm giving you the number, you know, of the numerology of the day and the card of the day. And, you know what I mean? Okay. So the numerology of the day, card of the day for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, that entire date reduces down to the number 8, which is abundance and prosperity. It's one of the business numbers. So 248 are the business numbers, the subgroup, okay? So it's all about that today. And then I got the Temperance card. Awesome. So a major arcana card. This is a big deal today. You know, this is a card of, you can tell just by, as soon as you look at it, you know, you get that feeling of patience, balance, avoid the extremes, go with the flow, seek the middle way, weigh out your options. There's also a suggestion of maybe experimenting, you know, because he's the angel, he's pouring the, I call it the water of life, from one cup to the other cup, kind of like beakers, you know, like he's a scientist. And often temperance is thought of as the card of that, actually, the got my mind just blank, the alchemist, yeah. And also, he's got one foot in the water, one foot on dry land. So, you know, it may be suggesting, hey, dip a toe in the water, see how the water is, you know, give it a try, experiment. Okay, so that is the card of the day, numerology of the day for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. All righty. A lot of messages there. You have to see what resonates for you. I try to give, when I do the card of the day, I try to give a lot of different possibilities and things, because each card has a spectrum of meaning. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of possible things. And anybody listening, you know, the message for that one person might be this. And then for someone else, the message might be one of those, you know, other attributes of the cards, of the card, meaning of the card, however you want to look at it, you know, suggestions and different advice from the card, I guess I could say, the wisdom of tarot, you know. So I like to give a whole bunch of, sometimes I just have one thing to say. You know, I do the numerology and tell you what that means, and then I pull a card and I just give you a meaning. You know, that's what came to me. Other times today, you know, a whole bunch of different things flowed, and it may mean different things to different people. So anyway, there you go. Going to pop over here in the chat and see what is going on. Who's in there? Oh, it's still really quiet now. Oh, that's really weird. It just said you're live. Wow. Good thing I'm recording this, because Mercury retrograde might have just got us there. When I switched from, hold on a minute, folks. Give me just a second. Got to turn the volume down here. I'm getting feedback. So, card and my cards are going all over the floor and everything. It is just not a good day, I got to tell you. You know, you're going to have, we all have bad days like this, you know. And things just don't want to go right. Cards all over the place, flying all over the place. It's the Mercury retrograde. You know, we still have 2 days more. I can't wait for it to go away. I mean, we've had all kinds of issues with Blog Talk Radio, with, you know, the technology and stuff on these broadcasts. And then, you know, just mentally being wonkers, you know, and just not our normal, you know, our normal shows and selves, you know, as hosts. It's just been crazy. Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I was on the Blog Talk page. It's the studio with the switchboard and everything. I'm going to go to the phone lines in just a minute. So those of you holding on, don't go anywhere. I'm going to come to the phone lines in just a second. But when I switch back to the studio, where I had clicked and, you know, gone live on YouTube, this is the YouTube studio, for some reason it was circling and going, you're going live. And then it went, you know, back to normal. So now I don't know if maybe part of the beginning of the show, and then like maybe the numerology and the cards of the day wasn't recorded or something. I don't know. But I am recording this also through Zoom, so I will be able to upload the backup if that's what happened. And I suspect it's probably fine, but I'll have to check that after the show, see how the recording went. Just the Mercury retrograde stuff, folks, it is just unbelievable. Let's see. Okay, we are not getting anything in the chat. It's really quiet. That's another thing that happened today. I had a lot of other things I was doing and trying to get done, and so barely got on the show on time. Of course, it's a Monday, you know, and there was just a lot to do. And typically Monday shows are slow anyway, but it's probably going to be really slow today because I didn't have time to do the promotions. You know, we promote all over Facebook. We have our own groups and pages, but we also have, like, 2-3 dozen groups that have anywhere from 10,000-11,000 to 150,000 members. And we promote the shows, you know, we promote all the shows on the network, Psychic Talk, on all of these big groups. We also promote on all the other social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, Twitter. I'm going over here because my microphone is, you know, out of camera frame right now, but whispering into the microphone. Yeah, maybe I'll bring that back out here. Lately, I've been putting the microphone off to the side to give me more room for the cards. But I like it being there. It has that, what do you call it? Larry King feel to it. That's what it is. Dan saying, howdy, Dax. Hello there. Hey, Dan, the show's been going for like 15 minutes. Did you guys in the chat on YouTube miss the first 15 minutes of the show? Because Mercury Retrograde may have got us again. I switched back to the YouTube studio and, you know, where, and I've got the chat here and all, and everything was spinning. So let me know in the chat if you're only just seeing and hearing me now. Did the show only just start for you? Be interesting to know. Then I know if I need to use the backup recording and upload that. Okay. So we'll edit that and upload it and everything. So this may be a very short show, folks, because it is super quiet. I mean, really super quiet. I'm going to try going to the phone lines here. Let's see. Area code 850 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. Hello. 850, caller. How you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michelle from Florida. I talked to you earlier.
Oh, it's Michelle.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And I talked to you about where anyone's listening. But anyways, I left my I told my husband I wanted him to leave because of his addictions. And so he come and got his stuff tonight, and he's moved out. And I don't know. I feel kind of, you know, I know it's the right thing to do, but I feel sad inside. I feel sad inside, and I don't know who to trust. Because the one friend that I thought was my friend is not a, my one friend is not a friend. So, you know, I think she likes him, you know, and I was like, really? Out of all my friends, you know, I just couldn't believe it. You know, and then my one daughter is bipolar, and then the other one, she's caught up in her own stuff. So it's like, I don't even know who I can trust and talk to around here. Because I live on a boat.
Yeah.
I live on my boat, and
well, you know, one thing, you certainly can always come to the cafe and hang out with us. And I don't mean just these shows. You could go over and sign up for free on the website, Psychic Cafe, www.psychiccafe for everybody listening out there. It's free to join, and you can hang out with us and chat with us there. We'd be happy to chat with you. You can also come to these shows, which is almost every day. I'm not doing a show tomorrow, but we'll be here Wednesday, Thursday, probably not Friday, but then Saturday and Sunday. You know, we're here like almost every day. So you guys can come and come to the shows, get into the chat. Even if you don't call in, you know, you can just and Dan's in there right now saying, hi, Michelle from Florida. See, he remembers you. And you can pop in the chat. And, you know, all of our moderators and hosts that pop into the chat, their name is in blue and there's a wrench next to them, like I was saying earlier. So, Michelle, you can join us for the shows. Get in the chat on YouTube and you can chat with any of our moderators and hosts in the chat or anybody in there, you know, and hang out.
Well,
I've got
to figure out how to do that because I've never done that. I'm not technology smart. So that's why I just call in on the show. It's easier.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine too, but it's really easy. You know, you just go to a browser either on your phone or a pad or a computer or whatever, and you just type in the psychic.cafe/live, and that'll take you right to the live page with the chat, and you'll be able to chat with us. You can do it on a phone. I've done that. I listen to a lot of other people's shows on YouTube Lives on YouTube, and I go to their shows and listen on my phone sometimes. A lot of times I'm on my laptop just because I like the bigger screen. I'm old. I want the big screen so I can see things. Anyway, but yeah, you know, you can always come here and hang out with us. You can always come to Psychic Cafe and hang out with us as well. And you're welcome to call in and, you know, just chat. That's something I'm glad you brought that up, Michelle, and it's for everybody else listening out there, really, is that Yeah, we do these mini readings and people have questions about their life and, you know, they want answers and we pull some cards and stuff like that. But this is open lines. You know, this is like us hanging out at the cafe with our cards and our books and chatting amongst each other. And, you know, there's guild members here from the Tarot Guild. There's people that are members of Psychic Cafe and lifetime members of the guild and people that just want to hang out, you know. And you can call in or in the chat, ask questions. It doesn't have to be this thing's happening in my life, you know, and I need advice. It doesn't have to be that. You could just call in to chit chat and say, hey, you know, this is happening. How are you doing? Things like that. Dan says, I'm on my phone myself, Michelle, and in the chat. So, see, he's on the YouTube Live in the chat via his phone. And, yeah, So, guys, you know, you can call in the show. You don't have to get a reading. You know, you could call in just to chat about your life and you just want to talk for a few minutes, you know, and have someone to talk to. We're more than welcome, you know, to come here and do that, and we'll chat with you. Also, if you have questions, a lot of people watching and listening to our shows are interested in tarot or numerology, or they're professional readers and psychic advisors already, or they're wanting to become a professional. This is the place where you can just hang out and ask all those questions. You can ask about the Tarot Guild. We're the official broadcast of the guild. This is kind of like our live in-person newsletter, you know, what's going on at the guild and answering your questions and everything like that. Also, Psychic Cafe, you can ask questions about that. That's our new social media networking website. It's basically Facebook for everything psychic. And then our network, Psychic Talk, where we do radio and these YouTube video stream shows. So if you've always been, you know, wanted to get into podcasting, get into radio, you've always wanted to do your own lives on YouTube, you know, do your own videos and all, you can ask us questions about that and about joining our network. How do you join Psychic Talk and, you know, become a presenter, do shows and host shows like this? So, yeah, there's a lot of things. And so, Michelle, I'm glad that you brought that up because it gave me the opportunity to tell a lot of other folks out there that are, you know, have other interests or questions or are in the same boat as you, that you guys can all come and hang out here. That's what the cafe is for. That's what Psychic Talk is for. So anyway, interesting. Thanks for filling us in on what happened. We were wondering, you know, what was going to happen with hubby, or now going to be ex-hubby, I guess. But yeah, it's natural to feel. Yeah, I was just going to say, it's natural to feel the way you're feeling. You know, don't worry about it. It's natural to feel sad and everything, especially if you are with somebody for a really long time and things like that. Only you'll be able to tell as time goes on if it was the right move. I suspect it was, you know, at least for right now anyway.
In my heart, I feel like it was the right thing to do because, you know, he used before and I took him back. And, of course, I told him that if he'd done it again, I was leaving. And 3 years later, sure enough, I think he'd been doing it for past six months. I just couldn't prove it, you know what I mean? And he was actually honest with me that he bought some. And,
okay.
He was honest.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was honest that he bought some. Oh. But then he was mad, and he's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have told you. Maybe I shouldn't have been honest. You know, and it's very hard because I didn't do this, you know.
You know, the whole honesty thing is, you know, I don't know. To me, it's overrated. The whole thing's overrated. We're told lies, you know, on an average of, you know, one every 5 seconds throughout the day. You know, I mean, 5 minutes. I forget the statistic, but you get the idea. All day long from all different people, you know, and it's not necessary. It doesn't mean they're being negative. It's not a negative thing. It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be, oh, well, they lied to me. Honesty is always the best policy. Bull crap. sometimes you've got to say a little white lie. You've got to, because you're going to hurt more people than you're going to help. A lot of times it's only helping you to get it out, you know, so it, you know, you admit the lie and it gets it off your shoulders, but now the other person has to deal with that. Your husband might have been correct. You know, it probably would have been better for him to just say, no, he's not using, you know, especially if it was only one time, one pill, you know, I mean, that's not using. Like, for instance, I used to smoke cigarettes and I don't smoke now, but I go out to the bar and I might have a cigarette, you know,
that's just it. See, he's like, he thinks he doesn't need help because he only bought one pill. That's what he told me. He only bought one pill. And I do not believe
that. Well, you
that
don't know.
For the life of
you
me,
don't know. But let me finish. Yeah, I understand, Michelle. But let me finish my point. Because people think everything's black and white. And I'm sorry. It just is not true. You know, people want to tell people that are addicted to alcohol, addicted to smoking, whatever the thing is, that they need to do a 12-step program and come in and every time they walk in go, I'm an alcoholic, my name is Joe, you know, I'm a smoker, my name is Joe, you know, whatever, you know. And as a hypnotherapist, I got to tell you that I've had so many clients come in and get therapy for different habits, different addictions, and they're a non-smoker now. They're not an alcoholic anymore. And it actually, if you know how the subconscious mind works, going to a meeting and standing up, I'm Fred and I'm an alcoholic, and saying that, you know, twice a day, every day, because it's one day at a time, you know, you're reinforcing the negative habit and addiction. You're reinforcing it in your subconscious mind. No, you want to cure that. You want to become a non-smoker. And so right now I am a non-smoker. Now, does that mean I never smoke? No. That I may go, you know, once every couple of weeks or every 3 weeks, I might go out to the post and I may, you know, take a puff on my friend's cigarette, or I may, you know, borrow one. Obviously you're not borrowing it, but, you know, get one off someone, bum a cigarette, you know, and smoke one cigarette. And then I don't smoke again for, like, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 1 week, 1.5 weeks, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, that doesn't make me a smoker. And likewise, if he used and took one pill, if that's true, you know, that doesn't make him a addict again. You know, this whole thing with all this is just so much bullshit. And I can tell you it only because I've been through it. I've helped so many people through these things, these addictions, these habits. Most of them are actually habits. And, you know, there's very, you know, especially with cigarettes, with the nicotine, there's very little chemical addiction. It's like 10% of the problem. 90% of the problem is what's going on in your subconscious mind, the patterns that are running, and they need to be interrupted and replaced with new patterns. And that's what we do in hypnotherapy, you know. But let me tell you what I'm getting with the cards here, because as you were talking, I decided to do a check-in and pull some cards anyway. First card I get is 8, abundance. It's the 8 of its strength, and it's the 8. It's an 8 card, and so abundance and prosperity. And it's telling you, you know, that, okay, you're feeling this way, Michelle, but you need to have the inner strength, the inner fortitude to move forward and also to, you know, stick with this separation. And on top of that, you need to, what I'm feeling here, what I'm getting is, how to put it. You need to, I'm sorry. Give me a minute, Michelle. Again, it's the Mercury retrograde really messing up the firing of the the what you call them's in the mind there, the synapses, you know. What was I going to say? Okay, so it's the inner fortitude and everything, the inner strength. God, I can't remember what the other thing was, so maybe it'll come back to me, Michelle. Gosh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, but the very next card is another eight, abundance and prosperity again, and this is the Eight of Cups. And this person is going up the side of a hill, onward and upward, moving onward and upward to better things. And cups are emotions, and the figure in the card has stacked up these cups, stacked up the emotions neatly, you know, dealt with it, and is, you know, letting them go and moving forward, onward and upward. And that's the advice coming through with the cards here. And then ultimately you end up with the Six of Wands, success. This is the literal success card. You're going to be in a better position, you know. So that's what's coming through. It looks really good. I wish I could remember what I was going to say with the strength card there. But, you know, it's the general idea of, you know, having the inner fortitude to, you know, continue forward with this, even though, you know, you're having the feelings you're having. So I hope that helped you out a little bit.
Yes, you have, and I know it's best in my heart, because when he used the four, 90 pills were gone in a week, you know what I mean? So it could be a matter of life and death, you know what I mean? That's how fast it could change.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But
absolutely.
I do understand what you're
saying.
But I'm just like, I don't know who to trust around me, you know what I mean? It's like, where I live, it's like, it's a small town, and it's like, I have no one to talk to, you know what I mean? And,
yeah, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, now I got an old Mexican friend that's like two doors down from me here at the marina. I live on my boat, and he's a really sweet man, and he's like, I understand where you're coming from, you know? And then he's like, I'm an alcoholic, so I can't say much, you know? I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's a hoot.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yes, there are situations with, you know, with people, you know, if you're going to quit something and you're not seeing a hypnotherapist or somebody that's working through it with you to make you a non-smoker, like as if you'd never smoked before, you know, or I don't know how to call it, a non-user or what have you. If you're not working with the proper person, but you're quitting, yeah, that's a different situation. That's when you do need to, okay, you can't have just one cigarette. You can't have one pill or one drink of alcohol, you know, one drink, one bottle of beer or what have you. Yeah, I'm not saying that that doesn't exist. I'm saying it doesn't have to if you have the right therapist and they can take you through the process. It's a completely different animal then, you know, and then you do not want to reinforce that I'm an alcoholic, I'm a smoker. I always tell my smokers, I tell them, do not tell people you're an ex-smoker. Don't say ex-smoker. You know, you've got to reinforce in your subconscious you are a non-smoker. You know, it's semantics, but it's so important. It really is. Anyway, I got to get going. I actually got more calls and people coming in the chat. But thanks for calling
awesome.
In, Michelle.
Thank you.
It was great to hear from you. Don't forget to call us again and figure out how to get into the chat with us. Hey, you know, find the 12-year-old next door. They're going to be able to show you how to get into our live and get into the chat with Dan and me and everybody. Lots of people popping in now, you know, not tons because, like I said, it's Monday, right? You know, so Dan's in there. Ms. Moody's in there. This is her first time, I think. I think she said hi, first time here. Kimberly is in here. Hi, Kim. Thanks for coming back here. And I did want to pop up the subscribe thingy because I always forget. So let me do it now while I'm thinking about it. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel, folks. Remember to press the bell icon after you subscribe. And remember to like all the videos that you watch. A lot of times people come in and they watch our videos and stuff, and they call in with their questions for readings, or they put them in the chat, and then they forget to like, you know. And especially if you go through our playlist and listen to our workshops, you know, that are anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour or something, 40 minutes, you know, 50 minutes here and there. It really helps us if you watch it through, and but be sure to like the video too. But and then watching it through is helping us with our watch time. And so we're trying to get monetized here. We're over 500 subscribers. We just need to hit that 3,000 watch hours. But go ahead and subscribe to the channel. All righty. And then in chat, because now we have new people coming into the chat, you don't have to ask. I don't know if Dan's already told you guys in there, but you don't have to ask for a question. Sorry. You don't have to ask for a reading. You can just put your question in the chat. So if you want something general, want me to pull a couple cards, say, hey, Dax, can I have a message from the universe? Type that in the chat. Can I have a message from the universe? If you have a very specific question, that's what I prefer. You know, write a couple of lines in there, not a whole book, but, you know, write a couple of lines, what's going on, and what's your very, very specific question. Very, very specific question. Write that in. And we'll take questions from chat as well as whoever's on the phone lines. You can dial in right now, 714-816-4628. Wonky day today. Those of you just joining us, and, you know, it looks like Mercury retrograde might have messed us up in the beginning of the show. You know, I'm having a terrible time with my synapses not firing properly. You know, they're electricity too, right? So I think Mercury retrograde's messing with my mind. All kinds of crazy stuff going on here. Oh, Michelle's in here. Hi, Michelle. So lots of craziness, and it's been a long day already. So I'm going to tell you all, going to end early. I'm not going to do another hour and a half, 2 hour one, because we're going to be back on Wednesday. Me and Michelle will be here. And then on Thursday, Ellie and I will be here. So if we don't get to your question in chat, if we don't get to your phone call today, we're going to skip tomorrow, taking Tuesdays off. I usually have meetings that I have to go to. And so I'm going to be taking Tuesdays off and not trying to squeeze a show in, at least for, you know, these next couple of weeks. That may change. You know, we're experimenting with different things. So a lot of things may change. No show tomorrow, but tune in same bat time, same bat channel on Wednesday and Thursday. So it's 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. So like San Diego, 6:30. So that's 9:30 New York, East Coast time. All right. So if we don't get to you, you know, just remember, you just type in your browser, psychic.cafe/live on Tuesday, on Wednesday. We're not doing a show tomorrow, Tuesday. On Wednesday or Thursday. At showtime, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, just that in, psychic.cafe/live. It'll take you right into the live for Wednesday, and you'll see Michelle and I. So if we can't get to you, because it looks like I'm going to end early. Probably, you know, we start at 6:30, probably end at 7:30, my time here. Let me check, before I go back to the phone lines, did we have questions in chat? What's going on? Welcome, Kimberly. Yes, Ms. Moody, first time here. Okay, Dan's instructing, telling everybody how they can just go ahead and put their question in. Oh, Dan had something funny. I'm trying to find it now. We were talking about the addictions and the habits and stuff. And he said something funny, and now I can't find it. Where is that, Dan? How many watch hours are we up to? Well, when I checked on Sunday, Dan, we were at 1,800 and something. I mean, we're doing pretty good. We're getting close to 2,000 watch hours. We only need 1,000 more. Kimberly has liked and subscribed. Thanks, Kimberly. Yay. Kimberly's got a question. Did my boyfriend Robert just call me for a positive reason. I don't know what you're asking there. Okay, so then she puts more in down here. My boyfriend just randomly called me. He normally texts, and I'm just worried something bad has happened. Well, he just called you. You had him on the phone line. You didn't ask him what's going on or if everything's okay. Sorry, this is why I hate texts, and I talk about this on the show all the time. I like having the phone lines because I often don't understand what people are asking in text. You know, it's the way they're wording it, and it could be taken several ways. And so, you know, but then the phone lines have their issues if it's even working. And even on the phone lines, sometimes I don't understand what people are saying. You know, it's just crazy. Irene's in here now. Hi, Irene. Pull me a card. Yeah, we'll do that. But let me try to figure out what Kimberly's asking. It just could be on accident, but I always think the word. Yeah, see, couple things there. You know, obviously, you should have, when he called, you go, the first thing out of your mouth, Kimberly, your first instinct should not have been to go to a tarot reader on a radio show and YouTube live show. No, your first thing should have been, hi, hon. Oh, you don't normally call. You normally text. What's wrong? Or is everything okay? That's what you do. Yeah, you don't go to me, the tarot reader. You actually ask the horse's mouth what's going on. Doesn't that make more sense? We've been doing this lately. I call it rowdy readers. You know, we used to have a radio show on Fridays where we just let our hair down, grab our giant glass of wine, and oh my God, we were just rowdy. And we just told everybody the way it was. Well, on the last several shows over the last couple of weeks, we've been doing that a lot, you know, where, you know, normally I just, people ask questions, I pull cards, you know. But if I get a question like this, and we've gotten several over the last couple of weeks where it's like, why are you asking me this? How is that going to possibly help you in your life? Or they ask something where, well, you were talking to the guy. Why didn't you ask him? You know, and I know people, they love to do the tarot thing and they love to have their tarot reader and then one card's pulled and everything. And it's fun. And as long as you think of it as entertainment only, right? But man, you know, sometimes I just have to call out certain things, especially if I'm not getting what they're actually asking. So I'm just going to pull cards and we'll just see what comes up. Because if something bad is happening, okay, I'm not seeing anything bad, Kimberly. Oh, let's see if Kimberly said, you couldn't answer the call. See, this is what I'm talking about with text. You didn't have all the information in there, so I didn't know that he called, but you couldn't answer, and you're wondered if something's wrong. That makes sense. See, I was asleep, okay, and texted him asking if he was okay, but haven't replied yet. That's why you're here, and he hasn't replied yet. Yeah, I don't think it's anything bad. Oh, Dan says, Dax, your life coaching is showing through. And Dan asked Kimberly, did you call back or text Kimberly? Yeah, she did. She just hasn't heard back from him yet. So anyway, look, I got the death card. I know. So right away you're going, oh my God. No. I got the death card, which is talking about transition. One door's closing, another door's opening. There might be something going on. And that's why he called you. But I don't get anything. I don't get a bad feeling. I get actually a good new opportunity is what I'm getting. Now, there is a bit of confusion because I got the Seven of Cups. This is a lot of different choices. So he may be dealing with a lot of choices at work. Is he at work right now? Is that why he called you? He was at work? I don't know. But he's dealing with a lot of choices that he has to make, a lot of different possible roads he could go down, things like that. And there's another element to the Seven of Cups. And of course, seven is the seeker energy. It's perfect for the Seven of Cups because it's the seeker energy. The natural detectives, you know, they want to figure out the best course of action, the best choice to make. They want to figure out how the universe works and all the big questions too. There's a bit of fantasy and confusion with the Seven of Cups. That's some of the traditional meanings. All right. So he might be experiencing that right now, a little bit of, you know, fancy or it might be a little fantasy going on, or just confusion and can't make the choice. But then after that, I get the Wheel of Fortune. So fortune turning in your favor. That looks good, you know. And then here you are as the Queen of Wands. So, you know, it's simultaneously saying, you know, you got the little black cat down here at her feet. That's a symbol of independence. You need to maintain your independence. It's saying don't slip down the slippery slope of codependency. Okay. Whatever it is, you're going to find out what it is. Okay. And every time something like this happens, worrying about it, and it's actually a codependent reaction, you know. You need to assert your independence. You know, it's fire energy because it's wands. So it's, you know, what you're passionate about. I know you're passionate about him, and so you're worried. I understand that, you know. But she has her passions in check. You know, she's following what she's passionate about, but she's not letting her passions, like, rule her. She's sitting firmly on her throne. She's ready to go. She's ready to jump at a moment's notice. That's indicated by, you see her foot sticking out from under her robes at the bottom? That, and also it's even more pronounced on the King of Wands, where he's on the throne, but he's leaning forward almost like he's ready to go. So, you know, you want to be ready to handle a situation, whatever it is, but also you want to maintain your independence, your distance. Don't be codependent. Don't be, you know, sending 50 texts. Oh, my God, I haven't heard back from you. What's going on? Oh, my God. You know, that's codependency. Okay, so that's why this card showed up. You got to maintain your independence. But things look really good. So whatever he's dealing with, he'll tell you in his own good time. And as soon as you find out, I bet it's got something to do with some choices. He's confused. There's confusion. There's fantasy. He needs to get focused on a choice, and it may be leading him down, you know, into a different door. You know, one door closes, another door opens, right, with the Death card. And then once he can do that, things move forward with the Wheel of Fortune. So, you know, looking good, Kimberly, looking good. Don't worry. Just wait till you hear back from him before you freak out. Okay, Irene, pull a card for me. What do we get for Irene? We get the Moon card. Okay, so has something been going on, Irene, with your dreams lately? Have you noticed anything? Okay, if not, then this is an indication what I'm feeling. You know, as soon as I, you know, the moon means lots of different things, like moonlight. Have you ever thought about moonlight? The light from the moon is the light of the sun reflected off the moon's surface. And it's not as bright. And so, you know, it's dark. In fact, it's getting dark here right now. And, you know, the moonlight, if there even is moonlight on a particular night, it casts shadows and things are not very clear. So you may be feeling that in your life. You know, that may be why this is coming up. But what I thought of when this came up instantly was, oh, this is a message from the universe. Irene needs to work with her dreams. Lucid dreaming, controlling your dreams, programming your dreams to give you information, programming your subconscious to remember your dreams the next day, putting a pen and paper, you know, not your phone. Don't use the notes app on your tablet. No, use actual paper and a pen. Put it next to your, on your night table, next to your bed, and every morning, write down everything you can remember from your dreams. And at night, as you're going to sleep, program your subconscious that I will remember my dreams and I want my dreams to do X. Give me the answer to this. Tell me how to do this. What is the, you know, what do I need to know about this? You know, different questions that you need answers to. You'll be surprised what pops into your dreams. Okay. So yeah, that, plus lucid dreaming you could work on. I would say, because that takes more training, I would say save the lucid dreaming for later. Right now, work on the programming the dreams thing first. All right. So I hope that helped you out there, Irene. And let's see. my cards are messing up here. Okay, and then let's see if there's any other questions. We're going to go back to the phone line. So if you're holding on the phone lines, I'm coming over. Ace just came in. Hi, Ace. How you doing? Welcome aboard. I'm going to see if there was any feedback from Kimberly. Irene said yes. Okay. So, yeah, Irene, try programming your dreams and come back and let us know your progress and all, and we can pull more cards if you need help. Why do I have to work so hard at manifesting and meditating just to enjoy the simple things in life? Ah, yeah, it's even the simple things. Well, you know, it's where your focus is. You know, I can't remember the saying. You know, something like where your focus goes, so goes the flow, something like that. Anyway, you know, it's what you're attracting in. You know, what you're focused on. And just asking that question focuses you on the issue and manifesting the small things. And so the universe kind of now wants to give you more of that because you're focusing on that. Yes. So the secret is to focus on what you want to attract in. Doing the meditating and the manifesting, the four steps to manifestation from the Cross of Manifestation from the tarot. I got to do a show on that. Tell everybody about that. So you're doing good, Ace. How are you doing? I'm good. How are you? Cool. So yeah, tell me more, Ace. Maybe we can figure this out. Why do you have to work so hard? Okay. This is the thing. I want to say this about all manifesting with everybody out there and everything. It's hard because it is hard. It's not just hard for you. There's a reason why the 1%ers are the 1%ers, and then there's the 99, you know, rest of us down here, you know. I've been working with this for years, and I'm still having, you know, issues. Like, it'll work great for me, and then I'll slip, and I'll put my focus on the wrong thing and attract in the wrong thing. And we are bombarded all day, every day, with advertising, with negative minutia and information. We're reminded over and over again by our circumstances. So we're trying to manifest this, but in our lives currently, it's like this. And so we can't help but see that. So our thoughts go there, and it is work. It is so much work because it's easier just to look around and, you know, then you're focused on the lack again. It's harder to maintain a practice of positive focus onto exactly what you want to manifest. The most important thing is what you want to manifest, because a lot of people, they don't even know what they want. They think they do, but it's much more nebulous than what they think. It's not very specific. So even with the, you know, you were referring to the little things in life. Okay, focus in on those little things. Figure out, you know, get a crystal clear, five sensory, completely immersive, 360-degree visualization of each of those little things. Write it down in your notebook, you know, in your journal, if you want to call it a journal. I just say my notebook. You know, write it down. Use paper and pen. Yeah, yeah. No note-taking apps. And write it down. There's something magical about that. And it's a lot of work. You got to focus on what you want to manifest. Go through the steps. Most people forget step four, which is taking action towards that goal. There are little tricks. You can learn some EFT, some tapping, emotional freedom technique. You can learn some techniques like that. There's some NLP techniques that work really great. You can set up a whole state that you then step into on a regular basis throughout the day that puts you in that state of focus on what it is you actually want to manifest, and then drawing that in. There's lots of, you know, affirmations, of course, all day, but there's little tricks with that too. And I pull a card, a tarot card that represents what I'm wanting to manifest. And I put that in my wallet, or I put that in my backpack, you know, wherever my money is, and credit cards and keys, and wherever I'm going to reach in, I'm going to see that. It's a reminder. And then I refocus back on that. It's an uphill battle, but it's a battle that can be won. You have to do these little things, you know, like, you know, what I wouldn't actually put the card. I would like scan it, print it out, maybe print out a bunch of them. Or, you know, you don't even need to have a deck. You can go on Google and, you know, Google an image of what it is, or a state, you know, what card represents that, and then grab that image and just print it out, put it on your mirror and here, and the entering the door and exiting the door, and, you know, in your backpack, in your wallet, in your coat pocket, your pants pocket, shorts pocket, whatever. And every time you go in for something else, you see this and it's a reminder, you know, it's work. Yeah. It's work. Now, there are things that can help you with this, you know, and I just mentioned a few, but you know, you can find a practitioner that will be able to work with you with NLP and hypnosis to make it easier by implanting it into your subconscious mind. So you become a natural attractor of those things that you want to attract, because they're able to embed it into your subconscious. And then you're able to also create triggers with NLP where, you know, throughout the day, instead of just affirmations and just using willpower to refocus on what you want to attract, you can actually stack emotional states onto a trigger, like it might be, you know, the second knuckle of your non-dominant hand. It might be your shoulder. It might be, you know, lots of different places you can put a trigger, right? And you can figure out how to do this on your own on YouTube. Lots of videos on it. But if you can get a practitioner to help you set up the triggers, that's really good. And then, you know, throughout the day, you just do the trigger. And it's not just remembering. And then you know, willpower, conscious mind refocus. It's automatic. It's energetic. You know, some people go around the wrist. Some people, you know, set it on here, and you tap that and you fire that off, and it instantly gets you back into that state, the emotions, everything, you know, and it's so powerful, and it does make it easier than trying to do it through sheer willpower alone. 'Cause we are bombarded with the negative shit and bombarded by our current circumstances. We see it every day. You know, so it's hard to focus on and attract in, manifest what you want to manifest. It's not, if it was easy, we would all be doing it. We'd be going, I want a pink elephant. And there's the pink elephant would just appear, you know, if it was that easy, you know. And it's also not instantaneous. There are people that are Life Path 44, the master manifestors, that can nearly instantaneously manifest something. But for the rest of us, it takes time. But there's a reason for that. It's because the thing already exists in consciousness, but we are living in linear time. And it's actually a positive thing. You don't want things to instantly manifest. No, because if you did, you might screw up and manifest the wrong thing instantaneously, you know, like if it would be indistinguishable from magic at that point. And, you know, what if you accidentally, you don't realize it, you're thinking of the wrong thing, and, you know, Godzilla appears instantaneously and eats you. You know, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of a good example right now. You think of the Mack truck and then boom, there's the Mack truck and he runs right into you, you know. It's actually a good thing that it takes time. Yeah, it's a built-in safety factor, as well as we can't help it because we are in linear time. would be okay pulling a card for eighth. Yes. And so now that we've talked all about that, let's just see what comes up. If we pull a card or two, it's not looking too bad. Okay, so, but the here it is again, Ace. Okay, so, and by the way, I find this amusing. Dan, you know, everybody, are you catching this, that I got the ace? I'm sorry, the ace is down here. Never mind. Page first, but I had the ace. Anyway, page of swords. Let's go with that first. It's interesting. This is basically reiterating everything I just said. There's the sword. Swords are thoughts and ideas. He has a singular sword. One sword cuts both ways because it's a double-edged sword. But the main takeaway is he has a single thing, single goal. It's kind of talking like what you're trying to manifest, the little things in your life. He is not looking at the thing. He's not looking at the thought. He's looking away. He's distracted. Whereas the other pages, it's really focused on the pentacle or the cup or the wand. They're focused on the staff, whatever's in their hand. He has his sword and he's looking off the other direction like somebody had, you know, just yelled, "Oh, James," and he's like holding the sword and he goes, "Yes," you know. It's talking about the same thing. It's saying, hey, you know, that's how you do it, is focus. Okay. And then how do you do it? Well, we explained, you know, I told you a whole bunch of different little techniques and things, and it's just endless. There's lots of stuff. But the Knight of Pentacles, the Knight of Pentacles shows up to say, slow, steady progress. Slow. This is the slowest moving of the knights. Most of them are at gallop or, you know, something like that, or going faster than this, trotting or something. But, you know, yeah, the Knight of Pentacles is just going slow, but he's making progress. And it's actually better. You know, you notice how his horse is like a Clydesdale. So the other ones are swift, but, you know, how do you say it? Like thinner horses, you know, whereas this horse is, you know, much more substantial, you know, and rock solid. And hey, it's Pentacles, which is the earth element, right? So what it's saying, Ace, is that you want to, it's the slow, steady pace. It's the daily things. It's doing these techniques and doing all these suggestions and doing the EFT and the meditation and doing the slow, steady progress that gets you there, not anything magical or instantaneous, or I've got a trick I can tell you where you're going to be able to manifest it instantly. It's saying, no, that's just not it. And then if you can do that, okay, he goes and ends up at structure, Four of Wands. A lot of stuff going on here. Wands is fire energy, so that's passion. It's what you're passionate about, what you're trying to manifest. Four is structure. It's actually in numerology. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four is the final product. It is the manifestation. Okay. And this is representing a celebration of some kind. So yeah, you're going to be able to celebrate all of the things that you've been trying to manifest. And I wanted to mention this because it's come up a couple of times over the last week. And I've told people that you need to celebrate the little wins. So you said there's a lot of little things in your life that you want to manifest. Start working on that. Do the slow, steady progress. Do your due diligence every hour of the day, you know, every minute of the day. It's a lot of work and it's very slow and tedious, but do it. But every time you have a little win, every time you have a win, you manifest one of those little things you're talking about in your life, celebrate. Massively. I don't care how tiny the little thing is, you know, go out with your friends and have beers and, you know, drinks, whatever. I don't know how you celebrate, you know, go sing karaoke, whatever. But yeah, you got to celebrate the wins. So there you go. That's what I got. The cards fits perfectly. And I said I was going to end at 7:30, but here it is 7:35. So I may just, have to take a phone call or two or something. Okay, let's see. I know that I want to see what Ace said back. I know that where I place my attention is where I manifest. But it feels like I have to strain myself just to hold the vibration I want. You do. I mean, see, the thing is you're doing it, again, going back to what I said, you are using willpower. And our willpower, our conscious thinking, is very inefficient. It's not powerful at all. You know, we can only focus on, for instance, 7 plus or minus 2 bits of information at any given time, whereas our subconscious mind is taking in millions of bits of information a minute. So the thing that you need to do, Ace, do you have a specific? No, Dan, I already read his cards. I already pulled cards for Ace. Yeah. Dan's asking him if he has a specific question or if he wants a general reading. He's like, we've already done the reading, Dan. We already pulled the cards. I just did. Yeah. So scratch that, Ace. Don't listen to Dan. He's just barely catching up. But yeah, you need to not strain. Okay. You need to learn techniques and learn, you know, to do EFT and to program your subconscious mind and use hypnosis and NLP and things like that to engage your subconscious mind to help you with the manifesting process and all the little bits of, you know, focusing of intention and all those kind of things. That's going to help you a lot. You can't do it with the conscious mind. Just, I mean, you can, but I mean, oh my God, it is so hard. And it's all this, you know, trying to overcome, you know, however old you are, you know, like I'm almost 60. So like, okay, 60 years of other people saying, you know, this is the way things are. This is how things should be done. You know, negative things, even positive things. You know, all that stuff recorded back here that you have to overcome. There's another aspect this I'm going to leave you with because I need to get going so I can get out of here. But another aspect, Ace, I'm going to leave you with is that a lot of people forget that when people, when you listen to the people from The Secret and things like that, and they're talking about using the law of attraction manifestation, that you remember the old saying, let go, let God and let go. So, you know, once you've given it to the universe, you need to let it go. And by straining and working hard at it and, you know, trying to hold the vibration of what I want is how he put it here, or she, I don't know. Anyway, Ace, that's not letting it go. And so you're actually, I think you're working against yourself there. Because repetition also is putting focus back on lack. Whereas if you know it to have happened, you know, I've already received the thing. Then you're just, and then don't think about it anymore. You just let it go. You know, do your meditation once a day. Use NLP, use your NLP techniques, use EFT, use hypnosis, what have you, but then let it go. That's the other thing, I think. Yep. Oh, we also have a new Love, Love, Love came in. Hi, Love, Love, Love. I'm almost done with the show, so I might be able to do your question real quick if you get it in there real quick. Meanwhile, we're going back to the phone lines. Area code 929 has been waiting the longest. Thanks for holding on, 929. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, I don't think they're quite ready. I'm going to put them back on hold there. I was hearing something in the background. It sounded like a voice repeating. And so I don't know if they're watching TV or maybe they were trying to, you know, give us a mantra. or something. I couldn't make out the words. Did any of you make that out? You can put it in chat. I wasn't quite getting it. So I'm not sure what's up with 929. Maybe they're, you know, trying to send a subliminal message or something. It was just really weird. Let's try 678. Area code 678. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Yay, Sonia, we got you on. Thanks for holding on all that time, too. What's going on tonight?
I would just like a general about my love life.
The love life. Ooh, okay. So I'm going to see if, you know, are you dating anybody right now? Or are you hoping to meet someone?
Hoping to meet someone.
Okay. And the reason I asked you that is because I would do a reading a different way if you were already seeing people and you just needed some, like, overall advice, overarching stuff. But when you're looking for somebody, I do something completely different. I actually look for the person because I want to see how quickly a person shows up in the cards, and then we know kind of what's going on. And then we have all the cards that I've put down looking for the person. When I say I'm looking for a person, for those of you out there that do tarot, I'm looking for a court card. And how quickly it shows up is showing me, okay, and I'm putting down a ton of cards here, Sonia, and nobody's showing up yet, okay? So what we need to do is we need to take a look at the cards and see. Let me look again through the cards that I've already pulled and make sure I'm not missing a court card. There are some cards with people in it, like the Emperor shows up right away. And that's, he's got Aries symbolism, you know, that could be, but it's not a court card. It's a major arcana card. I don't really take any of the majors as people per se when I'm doing this way. So the rest of the cards are going to tell us what's going on as far as manifesting someone coming in your life, because it's not anytime soon. That's not a bad thing. That doesn't mean that you can't meet somebody next week. All this is saying is that I can only do a reading in the now, okay? Things are going to change moving forward, and you may, and hopefully will, make some new choices, go down different paths that'll lead you to maybe meeting people and dating people faster. So right now, I'm just pulling cards, looking at the trajectory you're on now. And with this many cards showing up and not getting a court card, what it's telling me is your current trajectory that you're on, no one shows up for a bit, you know, and that could be a month, 6 months. It's a bit. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cards. I usually take when the court cards are not showing up, I usually take each card as a month. So we're talking 6, 7 months, you know, but you can speed that up. All right. The central focus on this is the Eight of Pentacles, another 8 card. Boy, it's really weird because tomorrow, you know, I did that numerology of the day. Tuesday is an 8 day with abundance and prosperity. And the Temperance card. And by the way, that card of the day showed up in your reading. In fact, it's the very first card. We're going to look at that in a minute. I'm actually starting out in the middle of the spread with this Eight of Pentacles because 8 is abundance. And how do you get to abundance? Well, on this card, it's hard work. It's doing, you know, the tedious to get to where you want to be, you know, and to he's also developing his skills and abilities, his artistic abilities and so forth. So what is that saying for you? Okay, so like I said, according to this trajectory, Sonia, it's going to be a while. It's going to be a bit, but you can make it happen faster by doing this, okay, by doing the Eight of Pentacles, by going down a different trajectory, by going down a different path, doing things that you don't normally do, you know, going to places you don't normally go to. seeing people, going to meetups, joining groups that you don't normally do. And also it's putting in the time and the effort. In other words, you can't sit back at home and wait for them to knock on your door kind of thing. You know, you have your life and what you, the set things you do. Now you need to pile on that and do additional things, which is going to take more time, and you're not going to be, you might not even be happy right away, you know, but you got to start doing something else. You know, we always bring up on this show Einstein's famous quote, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. You need to do something different, something completely new. In fact, the Ace of Pentacles shows up and there's a garden here. And one gateway out, and it's this wonderful, lush garden. And beyond that, it's kind of desolate, but there's a peak, a mountain peak or a hill peak or something past that entrance. And the peak is where your goal is. And so you need to traverse the, you know, not so pleasant to get to the goal. You need to leave your comfort zone of this garden. That's the advice of the tarot, which fits in perfectly also with the Eight of Pentacles that I was just talking about. You need to leave your comfort zone. And you also have to, this is also one of those, I call them thinking outside the box cards. You got to think outside the box. Yes. And temperance is, you know, balance in all areas of your life. It's the first card that showed up. It was the, it's actually the card of the day, tomorrow, the 23rd. And I had talked about this card in the beginning of the show about sometimes, you know, it's talking about having patience. There's a lot, it's just, this card exudes patience. Archangel Michael there, and he's pouring the water of life from one goblet to another. And the angle of the pour from the cup into the other cup is an impossible angle. So it's like doing the impossible, marrying opposites, balance, you know, weighing your options, seeking the middle way, and experimenting. He's got like 1 foot in water, 1 foot on dry land. So it's like dip your toe in and explore some things you haven't done before, you know. So that's what that card's all about. So what else is showing up? Okay, so some really great stuff. After all those cards, I get the Chariot, which is a card of victory, followed by the Fool card saying, hey, you need to take a leap of faith. It's what we were talking about, you know, doing things outside your comfort zone and thinking outside the box. You know, what haven't you done to meet new people, you know, and meet new people who will in turn introduce you to even more new people, you know, and it's going down a different path, a different way with, you know, a different, maybe a whole new set of friends, different situation. And it requires a leap of faith to do that. That's why the Fool card is showing up. And then we get the Sun card. Not the Sun card. Although the Sun is a star, but actually, no, it's the Star card. And it's card 17. 1 + 7 = 8. There's that abundance and prosperity again. And there are 8 stars up in the night sky in this card. Each star has 8 rays shining off of it. And just like temperance, look at this side-by-side comparison here, folks. Just like temperance, the Star card has 1 foot in the water, 1 foot on dry land. It's describing the human condition where we are the only sentient consciousnesses that are also inhabiting a physical body. So we have the ability to manifest in the physical world. So the Star card is often talking about there's hope. But it's also talking about manifestation along with the temperance. Actually, temperance card was the first card in the spread. Star card is the last. It's bookending the whole thing. So what it's saying is that you need to get to a manifesting. You need to get to doing it, you know, which is that, what was it that I got? The very first thing I talked about, the Eight of Pentacles. Get to work. Lady, you need to get to work. Okay. And so get to work, manifest. Manifesting. How do we do that? Well, you know, first of all, it's all the stuff we talked about, thinking outside of the box, getting outside of your comfort zone, taking a leap with the Fool card and doing things, you know, but it's also the manifestation aspect. Have you taken the time? Do you know what you want? You're like, oh, well, you know, I want to manifest people to date, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but what kind of guy? Why? What's the why and the who and the details? Details, details. So, and along with doing all those physical things in the physical world where you physically go places you haven't gone to before, physically hang out with people you haven't hung out with before, going outside your comfort zone. In addition to all that, the inner work. Okay, so take a piece of paper, put it down. Maybe you've had past relationships you weren't happy with. On the left side of the page, write everything you didn't like about your past relationship or relationships, plural, and write down everything you didn't like about the guys. Put a line down the middle on the right side. Start writing down everything you want to manifest, exactly how you want your relationship to be, what you guys are doing, and who this person is. And, you know, not a specific person, but what are all the qualities that make up the person you want to attract in? Okay. And if you're not 100% sure, look at the left side with the negatives. What's the opposite of that? And then write that on the right side. Okay. Then what you do is you tear the paper down the middle, all the things from the past that you don't want, you got to let go of that, fold it up, go outside, light a candle, burn it in the candle, poof, gone. Then the right side becomes your mantra. The right side becomes your what you're going to focus on and manifest, what you're going to make a crystal clear 360-degree, five-sensory visualization of exactly the relationship and the person in that relationship that you want to pull in. So there's the two sides of things, the material and the conscious or consciousness. And I'm talking about within spirit, the manifesting side of things with consciousness. And then you have the physical things to do, you know. So give that a try. I promise something is going to break free. Something is going to break free for you, Sonia, if you do that. Plus, this is helping everybody else out there. Listen. Yeah. And I know I'm going to let you go and, you know, because I'm way over. I want to get out of here a little bit late on it. And so, but call back and let us know how things are going. We can pull more cards. Michelle will be with me, like, for instance, on Wednesday. Ellie will be with me on Thursday. And, you know, this is the thing. I hear from your voice like, okay, you're not exactly sure and you're not really, you know, excited about doing these things. And I get it. I get it. But honestly, that's the only thing that's going to break things free. We can't do the same things over and over again, expecting a different result. We can't just, the old saying, I'm old, so I remember these old sayings like, don't sit on your laurels. I still don't know what the heck that means, but you know, you can't just sit there in your easy chair and expect the Maserati to manifest outside your front door in your driveway. It doesn't happen that way. You have to get the energetic, you know, the first three steps, you know, the energetic with the emotions and the fire, passion, water, emotion, the air, which is what I've been talking about, the mental part, you know, what is it you really want to manifest? Because most of us don't really know what it is. We just want to date someone. We want a random guy. No, that's not what you want. What you want is you want to manifest the right guy. And you got to have a crystal clear visualization of that. And that's the swords. Okay, that's the air. And then we have the other two, the cups, water, the wands or staves, the fire energy, passion, emotion, this all fuels it. But then there's that fifth step, which is the pentacles, the ace of pentacles. It is taking action in the physical world. So we can't just sit there expecting the Maserati to manifest like it did in the movie The Secret. You actually have to go down to the dealership and test drive it. And you have to, you know, do physical things in the physical universe in order to take home the Maserati. Well, it's the same thing with attracting the boyfriend in. You know, someone to date, you know, you've got to actually get out there where they are. And if you're not going to be dating someone that's in your immediate sphere, you know, your immediate friends and family, if there's no one there that you're going to date, well, obviously you have to find out where the person is that you are going to date. you have to go. You have to take the leap of faith. You have to do the, what was the card? You have to do the full card to get there. Yes. So I hope that helped you out. And I hope that helped out a lot of other people listening, because you all can do the same things that we were just talking about. Alrighty. So if I didn't get your question today, I apologize. I was actually going to end at 7:30, but went over a little because last minute got some calls come in, got some people come in and ask some questions. Okay. So let's see, who else came in? Nikki, Sky Blessings came in. I might not be able to get to you, Sky. I got to see what's going on here. And Nikki asked a question too. Tell me if Cody, my boyfriend, baby daddy, is setting me up and watching me. What? And has been the whole time, or someone else. I don't know what you mean by setting you up, but I'll ask real quick. Okay. I got the two of wands, right? And then he's showing up as the Page of Pentacles, possibly juvenile in his thinking processes, and two of wands, you know, looking elsewhere. And this is a yes, this is a no as to the actual, you know, question you're answering. Then the King of Cups shows up, another no, nine of swords. Yeah, I'm getting no. I'm getting no on what it is. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but you asked it in the context of setting me up and watching me the whole time, something. And I'm getting no. So that answers your question. Sky Blessings was asking for a general, and we had gotten the Five of Cups. What is it? Sky, this is literally the crying over milk. Can't talk. Jesus, Christmas Christ. I'm telling you, today, bad, folks. Bad. It's that Mercury retrograde. We're on the cusp of it ending. Here, let me get some water. Plus, I've noticed when I'm on the shows by myself, and I don't have someone to bounce off of, a co-host, it's a lot more difficult, and, you know, you get tongue-tied, twisted. See, I can't even say that. Very dry, very dry. Let's see, what was I going to say? Shoot, now I forgot. Oh, yeah, the 22nd. So the 24th. Oh, and see, there's the 92nd. We got to get out of here. The 24th. Mercury is supposed to go direct, and I'm hoping that a lot of the technical problems, the blog talk problems, the problems with hosts actually being able to articulate and speak, I'm hoping that will all go away soon, you know. But yeah, for some reason, I'm getting the crying over spilt milk card, Sky. So what's going on? You know, we're going to stop. For those listening on players out there, radio and everything, listening live, we're going to stop streaming on radio shortly. But if you're on the phone lines, you're still going to hear us. If you're on YouTube, you're going to hear us and see us. It's not good. The show is not going to end instantly. It's just the audio stream on radio. Okay. A message for Sky. So, yeah, so I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, Dan said Mercury retrograde. Yes, exactly what I was saying. Mercury retrograde, Mercury goes direct on the 24th, and it's the 22nd. I think that's why it's so bad today, you know. So let's see. Let me look at my calendar. So it's actually Wednesday. So when I do the show with you, Michelle, I think Michelle is still there in the chat. Things will hopefully be better on Wednesday and Thursday when I'm on with Ellie. Okay, back to Sky. We're going to finish this up and get out of here. So this is the thing with the crying over spilt milk card. Three cups have spilt their contents, and the person is not really happy. I don't know if you guys have ever known this, but, you know, we call this the Dracula card. because there's actually versions of the Five of Cups where it's the same thing, but it's not the Waite Smith. It's not the U.S. Games or the Waite Smith version. And what's happening is it's the same thing with the three car, the three cups have spilt their contents. It's like wine. And in the, in this other version, the contents, you see it spilling out. Like you don't really, you don't see it here. It's just the cups are just, you know, on their side. But in these other versions, it's wine has spilled out and it's red and it looks like blood. And here is this figure with this cape on. It looks like Dracula. Yes, this is the Dracula card. But the thing is, all this person, this individual would have to do is turn around and they'd see they have two full upright cards. By the way, have you ever noticed that in the background, the bridge leading over the river of life to the goal is actually this building or house back here or castle, whatever it is, that's the goal. And you have to cross the river over this bridge, and the bridge is next to the two upright cups because you still have what you need, all right? But it's also saying, Sky, Ace of Swords, you need to focus, you know, just like I was saying in that previous reading with the, what was it? I think it was the Page of Swords. You know, it's like you need to get this one singular idea. Swords are thoughts and ideas, and you need to focus on the one idea and be, and go for it and be entrepreneurial. This is the self-made woman card. The of course, it could be the self-made man, boy, girl, they, them. It can be anything. It's just because it's a appearing female figure on the card doesn't mean, you know, when I say it that way, I always say, the self-made woman, but, you know, lately I've been trying to say the self-made person. It's just a little harder because I've been saying this is the self-made woman card. I've been saying that for 30 years. You know, it's hard to change. Anyway, you need to become this, the entrepreneur, and there is some singular idea you're going to be able to run with. Yeah, to get you there. So that's the message coming through right now. From the cards. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being here with me. I'll be back with Michelle on Wednesday. Remember, just go to psychic.cafe/live on Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. New York time, and we will see you then. Sky says, yes, I understand you. Cool, cool, cool. All righty. Thanks again. Bye-bye.